Windsor Heights Books presents Windsor Heights, Book 2, To the Country, by Lisa Long. That's me. And now I will read it to you. Chapter 1, To the Country. What on earth? Lisa asked, looking in her rearview mirror. It's Kimba, Mom, said Lindsay. She's under the seat. Jeffrey and Beau laughed at the strange sound. Thank goodness we don't have far to go, Lisa said. I've never heard her make sounds like that before. She sounds terrible. The boys laughed again. That's not nice to laugh. Poor thing, Lindsay said, looking at Kimba under her seat. She's scared, Mom. Now everyone, even Lindsay, laughed. It still isn't nice, Lindsay said again. Mom, are you sure a lot of lizards live at our new house? Little Beau asked. Yes, I'm definitely sure. I'll bet you could catch 3 or 4 a day, and probably a lot of other little critters as well, assured Lisa. Beau smiled and gazed out the window, still holding Cheyenne tight. Lindsay and Jeffrey were quiet now as they looked out the window, awaiting the sight of the house they would soon be living in. Lisa slowed down as they came to a small bridge over a canal of water and said, "This is so neat. Can you believe we get to drive over a bridge every day now?" No one said a thing. Lisa rolled down her window as they approached their unpaved street in the middle of an orange grove. Bagheera and Cheyenne put their faces up in the wind. Their black, wet noses moved up and down and sideways. "I think the dogs like the smell of orange blossoms too," Lisa added. Still, the children said nothing. "We're here," Lisa said, trying to break the trance the kids were in. "I can't believe we actually have a house with a long driveway." "It must be a quarter of a mile long," continued Lisa, talking to herself. After the car was parked, Beau was the first one out, still holding Cheyenne. "Beau, please put Cheyenne down," said Lisa. Beau set her down and attached a leash to her collar. Lindsay was trying to get Kimba out from under the seat. Bagheera whined, as if asking for permission to get out of the car. "Well, come on and get out, Bagheera," coaxed Lisa. Bagheera carefully got his big body out of the van and wagged his tail. Lindsay finally captured Kimba and held her tight. Kimba's eyes were the size of saucers, and she had her paws wrapped tightly around Lindsay's arm. Lisa said, "Lindsay, take Kimba straight in the house, put her in your room, and shut the door." Jeffrey, in his body cast and wheelchair, was the last one to get out. "Mom, can you get me out now?" asked Jeffrey helplessly. "Jeffrey, wait here a second while I get someone to help me lift you out," Lisa said. Lisa found Granny in the house and brought her out to help. "This is so exciting. I think you guys are going to love it here," exclaimed Granny. Lisa was glad that Granny approved. "Now you just tell me when and where to lift his wheelchair because I don't want to bump his leg. On the count of 3, we will lift up, out, and down," explained Lisa. "Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jeffrey was down. Lisa started toward the front door, pushing Jeffrey. Granny followed. "Oh, I don't know how you do it, Lisa," Granny said, breathing a bit hard. "The way you move Jeffrey around in his body cast and help Bagheera up with his bad leg, you are stronger than you realize." Lisa faced the front door, contemplating exactly how to get Jeffrey inside. First one leg, then the other.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?